Yesterday, a huge discussion around cryptocurrency. There's been an ongoing debate about the legitimacy of the long-term value of cryptocurrencies, like Bitcoin, for example, with believers and non-believers on both sides of that particular debate. So it's rather interesting to note that a Cape Town-based business known as Nona Creative, it's a digital consulting firm, they essentially closed and finalized an equity transaction using Bitcoin. Their CEO, Mike Scott, joins you on the line this morning to talk about why they made this choice and what the implications are. Mike Scott, good morning, CEO of Nona Creative. You well?
Yeah, morning, Gino. Morning to the listeners.
Lekker. How's it going? Good, good. Just tell us about the business first and foremost. What do you do before we even talk about this equity deal?
Sure. So at the heart, we are software developers. So we build mobile applications, web applications, and we do a fair amount of technical consulting as well.
Now, people talk about businesses getting involved in equity deals, and some would say money is as safe as houses when compared to cryptocurrency. Why did you why did you go the cryptocurrency route, the Bitcoin route, when it came to equity? And tell us a little bit, sketch the picture in terms of this equity deal as well before you even talk about the why.
Yeah, so we had a bunch of funders. Been going for about 6 years now, and very amicably, which is important. One of the founders and shareholders decided to go on a different path, and we all believe very, very firmly and strongly in blockchain technology and sort of the cryptocurrency ability that lies on top of that. So when we were negotiating his exit, we all decided that this would actually be a great opportunity to do a transaction using this very controversial cryptocurrency for a number of reasons, but I think the simplest of which is to just kind of show that it really isn't that difficult. It is frictionless. It doesn't have to be that scary, and you can do it completely above board. So we went ahead and did this transaction with the kind of most known cryptocurrency and arguably the most controversial, Bitcoin, just to demonstrate that. And it's important to note that cryptocurrency is a great debate, and I'd be happy to debate that with anyone. But yep, what we're far more interested in is the underlying technology of blockchain.
Absolutely.
And the power that that represents in terms of removing the need for a third-party trust center.
Correct, i.e. the bank. It's all.
I didn't want to say that. But
it's all decentralized. And obviously what goes into a blockchain, it's basically a record of deals that have been done and concluded, and it gets stored in one particular block. That block has a specific number attached to it or a certain reference, which is then linked to the second block. So, and there's also, if one talks about blockchain, there's all the level of encryption there. It's impenetrable, some would argue, as well. So very safe and secure.
Absolutely. And just to bring it into the real world, listening to your previous discussion, you know, as humans, I think we've forgotten how to trust each other. We've developed a digital, mathematically sound system that has taught computers to trust each other.
Yep.
And I'm stealing that phrase from a friend of mine. So, you know, as we move forward and we lose more and more trust, we now have a system that's based on maths, essentially, that removes the need for that trust. And it puts it into the public ledger. So it's a decentralized, uneditable, publicly viewable ledger. The amount of efficiencies and I guess, decrease in fraud that represents is endless in almost any vertical and almost any industry.
No, indeed. Well, Mike, I'm not going to ask you who bought the shares and any of those stuff. That's obviously private company business. But fascinating indeed. Do you believe Bitcoin's in a bit of a bubble?
Sure. Big question. Bitcoin itself, yes, absolutely. I think that the entire space is in the beginnings of a huge bubble, but I don't see that as a negative thing. I think some of the big technological advancements have come out of the previous bubble. All I can say is that if you're investing in crypto, just be prepared to lose that money. Our interest is in blockchain, the underlying technology.
Absolutely.
This is a huge topic, but I don't think bubbles are necessarily all bad. I think very good things can come out of them.
Well, I mean, if you invest at the right time of that particular bubble, you can make yourself some capital at the end of the day. Just looking at Bitcoin now taking a bit of a dip, but still up 56.14%, 231,000 Rand per Bitcoin. Mike, thank you very much for your time. Mike Scott, CEO of Nona Creative.